Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Spezio. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rich Morales. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chuck Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Stan Bonson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Stan Bonson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Felsk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Heise. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Colburn. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Colburn. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly strikes out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive towards third. Heise reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing center field. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Kelly fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Kelly. Scott moves all the way to home. It's 1-0, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. Two outs. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Stan Bonson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonson bunts in front of the plate. Felsk fields it and throws to first for the out. Brinkman moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a pop-up towards third. Heisa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn takes first base on ball 4. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Colburn moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk is 0 for 1 in the game. Felsk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Felsk reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. Briggs moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 0 for 1 in the game. Heisa strikes out. Two outs. Jim Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colburn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Felsk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field. May picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on May. Theobald moves to third. May moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Scott reaches second base with a double. Theobald scores. May scores. It's 4 to nothing, Brewers. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Briggs is walked intentionally. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Felsk hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Stan Bonson. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Gossage now pitching. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 2 in the game. Hisa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Colburn bunts towards the mound. Gossage fields it and throws to first for the out. Hisa moves to second. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Theobald hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Brinkman and he is out, Morales applying the tag. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Chuck Brinkman. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Hermann pinch hits for Rich Gossage. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 3 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Hermann now catching. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Felsk hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Heisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heisa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heisa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. May moves to second. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Ed Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 3 in the game. Spezio strikes out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Heisa fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.